This is GKW. Welcome to a live Royal Rumble reaction edition of Good Karma Wrestling. I'm Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee with the entire gang tonight. Brian Rhodes from ESPN West Palm. Catch him on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, as well as tomorrow morning on Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM, Jonathan Hood. All right, boys. 4.5 hour premium live events, longer than what we're used to with WWE, only 4 matches on the card. They stretch it out. We get a favorite in Charlotte winning the Women's Royal Rumble. The 2 title matches, we see DIY retain, we see Cody Rhodes retain, and then we get a very big shock at the end. I'm sure I was not the only one expecting John Cena to win, and his overselling of everything that was happening in the Royal Rumble. Instead, it is Jey Uso, the main event, heading to the main events of WrestleMania with his win in the 2025 Royal Rumble match. How shocked were you guys that it ended up being Jey Uso?
I mean, very shocked. I'm sure that there's a lot of Royal Rumble pools that have been destroyed all over the world, because we just saw Jey Uso lose against Gunther for the World's Heavyweight Championship at Saturday Night's Main Event. So we thought Uso's still going to be popular. We've talked about it on the show. We know that he's big with merch and the fans love him, but not to the point where they thought and we thought that he would win the Royal Rumble. I think it's a big shock. We thought maybe John Cena and definitely maybe CM Punk, but when Punk gets thrown out, it's like, well, wait a minute, could it be John Cena? And then it ends up being Jey Uso? I don't know, Brian. It's a shocker for sure.
Yeah, I think the way they did it was the way they swerved it. Punk gets eliminated. You have Cena, Logan Paul, and Jey Uso. You look at those three and you're like, all right, honestly, only one of these guys can main event WrestleMania. It's the guy in the jorts. And then Jey wins, and I was like, oh, to the point where like, all right, what's happening? You threw it out on Thursday. Dwayne is number 31. You're number just waiting 31. And waiting. It's like, oh, Jey Uso won the Rumble. Like, here we are, somehow, some way.
Who do we think he challenges? Does he go back after Gunther? I assume he's going back after Gunther. And then somehow, I'm guessing it ends up being a 4-way dance for the WWE Championship, the way things ended with Rollins, Roman, and CM Punk.
Well, for sure, we saw like a complete 180 for Seth Rollins. We saw it coming for the last few weeks of his kind of change and his demeanor, but he just went completely left doing what he did with Roman Reigns. They kind of planted the seeds talking about the old Shield, maybe teaming up to try to work this thing, the Rumble, but that's some old school Seth Rollins we saw there. We've been asking for this for a while, by the way. No more Phyllis Diller outfits. No more cackle. We want to see the serious Seth Rollins. And we definitely saw him tonight.
That first curb stomp on the outside, whoo, was that stiff.
Pretty stiff.
Oh, was that stiff to Roman. Oh, my. Ooh, boy.
But the Gunther part, like, does it lose some of the luster, the fact that we just saw it a week or so ago?
A little bit, but I definitely let's make sure it's very clear for our new listeners and viewers. You are the most disappointed out of the three. You are crestfallen that Jey Uso, who you believe is just all sizzle and not steak, actually won the Royal Rumble. You.
Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. So right now, like, I have a room booked for Vegas for Mania. I've been looking at flights last week or so. And one of the things I've been debating is coming home Sunday early and not being there for night 2. This confirms I don't need to be there for night 2.
This is, I mean, I think Jay's main eventing night 1. I think Jey Gunther's night 1. I think Jey Gunther's night 1.
It's not night 2 because the sake of the surprise. Like, even looking at some of our comments right now, terrible finish, surprise at the ending, but pleasantly surprised. I did not see that coming. So it was a good swerve. We don't see that a lot, but now you got to tell stories till April.
Well, I think the problem was is that everything else that happened before was pretty disappointing. Right. Like, I mean, we talked about this throughout the course of, you know, in the lead up with, we all knew Charlotte was coming back. And I mean, she was, again, not that, you know, sports books are always, you know, the biggest thing, but she was like a heavy favorite to win the Women's Royal Rumble. But when you're a 14-time women's champ, like, I have no problem with Charlotte getting a championship match at WrestleMania. But you're Charlotte Flair. You can show up and go, I'm Charlotte Flair. I'm a 14-time champ. Give me a championship match. And okay, that's really all you need to do. Like, you didn't need, like, you could have done something different with somebody else winning the Women's Royal Rumble. Cody won his match to no fanfare. Like, it just kind of, he's at the top. Like, it felt like he was trying to milk it. And then because he was trying to milk it, I'm like, okay, is Sammy running in? Is Sammy running in right now? Is that what's,
right.
He's got the championships now. I guess it's over.
Oh, and Sammy, you saw him on the outside, like looking up. So like, all right, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be worth it. And then it just wasn't.
So like, well, I feel like there was some disappointment leading up to the Men's Royal Rumble. And then everybody was just kind of resigned that Cena was going to win. And now we're all surprised that Jey Uso won.
Okay, well, if we're talking about Cody Rhodes and that matchup, I just think that a lot of people were very surprised at how physical that matchup was. They actually gave me more than I expected. I didn't know, because here's the whole pattern of the match. The pattern of the match was not trying to climb up the ladder and pull someone down to be able to get the championship. They were just beating the hell out of each other with the ladders. Very few attempts of actually trying to get the championship. So using the dwarf ladder, using the big ladder, I mean, I think all that physicality and all those bumps, that surprised me as far as the way that matchup laid out.
The crazy part is the bump in the one that ultimately won Cody the match was probably the one that, like, even though he broke the ladder in half, like the two that previous that came before that, when they did the back body drop, when KO's back just lands on, like, they've got the ladder kind of laying there and he hits like the top of it, and like the edge catches him right on the back. Like that one had me, and then he didn't quite get Cody all the way to the ladder when he tried the muscle buster and Cody kind of just clipped it. Like that was pretty brutal. I mean, it was a physical match. It was a really good match. I just feel like the ending was ultimately disappointing because you ran Sami Zayn out there. He had nothing to do with the ending. Like, I don't know why Sami's out there if he's not going to factor into the ending.
And also, like, I know it's wrestling logic, but like the ref holding Sami back during the match, like, there's no DQ. What are we doing here?
Kind of odd, I thought. I mean, you got the two biggest bumps, because I was going to put it as a poll question, but I was so caught up in to Royal Rumble, I didn't write it out. But, I mean, the question is, what was the most difficult bump to watch? Is it the Fisherman Buster through the ladder, or was it the Alabama Slam through the ladder? Because they both were pretty devastating.
Well, like I said, the Alabama Slam through the ladder, to me, because the ladder broke, like, was even, that wasn't as bad as the Fisherman Buster, or again, the one where it was just a back body drop onto the sharp angle of the ladder going right into KO's, the middle of his back.
It gave us a different level of Cody Rhodes that we haven't seen either, guys. I mean, so we've talked about quality wrestling matches and he's been in some feuds, but this was the best that he's been in as far as him looking like he's in peril. Like he could actually lose the match.
Yeah. And, it seemed kind of heelish the way he was celebrating and looking at KO afterwards. Because again, you've got Sammy there looking after him, a number of WWE officials there looking after him, and he's just standing there like, "Hey, this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. This is what you asked for." You know, like it was a little heelish the way he celebrated, at least in the way it came off to me watching.
But to your point, if it's a four-way, I guess that could work. Like that just feels like it's missing something though. Like Roman and Rollins alone as a one-on-one, Punk and Rollins one-on-one. Like there's a lot of stories to tell there, but I don't know.
I honestly thought it was, I'm like, oh, we're just going to get a Roman Rollins, you know, brawl it out. I'm cool with that. But the way that Rollins then continued to go after Punk, like obviously Punk's going to be involved in that somehow.
Yeah. I enjoy looking at Seth Rollins that way because Roman in peril looked pretty cool. He was down there. And by the way, surprised he came in pretty much the middle of the Rumble, 16. I didn't expect him to be there that early.
I thought 28. Like the earliest he's coming in is 28. He's 28, he's 29, he's 30. There's no way Roman, but I mean, he was, the way he got eliminated. Unless do you think, I mean, it was already a surprise for Jay to win. Does Jay, again, to me, it's wrestling logic, so you suspend it at times. Like, to me, if you win the Rumble, you go after Cody. It's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't think Jay goes after Cody, right?
No, I don't think that. I mean, it sounds like Gunther and Jay, because do I want to see Jay against Cody? I actually don't. There's no heat there at all.
What if he paints it as he's trying to get back the championship for his family? Anything there?
Not for me. He'd be okay. So old. Because, like, you know,
that's the only storyline I could think of in terms of going after Cody.
Well, Gabe, the reason why is because he's so much of a babyface, like over the top, like white meat, mm-hmm. the point where he's competing with LA Knight and yeah. John Cena and Cody Rhodes. Like, he's so way over here. To switch that narrative within a few months, that'd be very difficult. I mean, I just think that he loses his babyface smile if he does that. I think they're going to run it back with Gunther and Jey Uso. But I find what is happening with Cody Rhodes interesting. Like, what's his road? Is the Bloodline not even involved in any of this now as we go into WrestleMania? Where's The Rock in all of this?
Well,
like,
The Rock does not factor in. I think we kind of hinted, we kind of thought that the way things went with the first Raw on Netflix, the way he kind of shouted out Cody, the way he was out there more as kind of seemingly a TKO guy than anything. So I think this kind of confirms Rock's not going to be involved in Mania.
Yeah, but the way we're mapping it out right now, like, so you think Jey Uso is going to main event night one?
Yes, because Cody's a main eventing night two.
I think that's a good opening match.
Well, that's the thing. Doesn't feel like the main event of WrestleMania. Charlotte and what we assume is Tiffy isn't going to main event Mania. Is there a chance that neither Rumble winner is actually in the main event of WrestleMania?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Because Dwayne can still show up at any point he wants. Like, all right, I'm in. And he gets one night.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's happening at this point. Like, I think, you know, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, yeah, it very well could you lead off with Jey versus Gunther. And that would set the tone. Well, but seriously, though, like if they're able to repeat what they did and just add a little more from Saturday night's main event, that's more than being a capable opener on either night.
But that story's been told. Gunther said, hey, you can't win the big one. He can't win the big one. They're just going to do that again for two more months?
If you're going to go this direction and Jay's going to be the world heavyweight champion, because Pat Costello from Friends That Watch Wrestling Drunk, that's that podcast, Pat Costello from ESPN, he says that after Jackie's, he talked to Jackie, he says he wants to be the world heavyweight champion, and that is Gunther's championship. So if you're going to do that, then don't have them wrestle on Saturday night's main event.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, look, I'm happy for Jey Uso. I'm happy because he built himself from just a tag team wrestler that no one believed in as a singles, and then look what's happened.
Well, I mean, one of us on the panel still doesn't believe in him.
Well, yes, I know you're. I know he might be smiling, folks, on YouTube, but he is not happy that Jey Uso's in this spot.
The bell's gonna ring at WrestleMania, like. That's going to be an
pretending.
Issue.
Stop pretending like they didn't have a really good match on Saturday night's main event.
They did, yeah.
I understand, like, you've got questions about storytelling over the next 2.5 months because it's not until halfway through April for WrestleMania in Vegas. But, like, this whole narrative you've built up in your head that it can't go because him and Jimmy disappointed at Mania last year, I think you need to let that one go.
I almost would be more okay. You know, we talked about it a lot. I think there's disappointment that KO didn't win tonight. KO versus Jey, I could have gotten into. And that storytelling and those two doing things.
If KO won
tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Because Jey, I mean, again, like to Hood's point, like he's big old babyface. And
yes.
Yeah. But
I know you held out hope that Sami Zayn could pull it out because just like a lot of these veterans, they came in late.
Yeah.
And they stockpiled it to build the drama with the veterans in the 20s. And I'm sure you thought that Sammy, would he come in at 26, 27, somewhere in there?
27.
27. Mm-hmm. That maybe Sammy had an outside chance, right?
I tried my best to not get my hopes up. I had some hope here and there. It just feels like KO Sammy's going to be lost on the mid card at Mania, which is unfortunate.
Wait, do you think KO Sammy's going to happen?
Yeah, like KO's upset with Sammy that he didn't actually try to help him. Like, you can tell a story with those two any day of the week, any place.
Sure, but then at least make Sammy running out there worthwhile. Like, have Sammy accidentally cost KO. Like, honestly, that's the way in my mind, when Sammy went out there, I'm like, oh, Sammy's going to accidentally cost KO, and that's what's going to lead to these two then fighting at WrestleMania. But, like, if Sammy just went out there and now KO is just going to be pissed because he didn't help him, like, there was a better way to get to there.
That. KO can tell that story. Like, you were supposed to have my back. You were supposed to help me. You just stood there as I got slammed through a ladder. Like,
sure, but it's better. But it's better. It's better if Sammy costs him.
Sure.
Like, yeah, sure, you can do it. But like, it just, it seems like the theme of the night was, okay, sure, but isn't there a better way to do this?
Probably.
That's kind of the theme of the night.
Right. Punk, I would agree with that.
CM Punk has a beef here because a lot of people thought that CM Punk could maybe pull it off and then he gets eliminated. And I think that that was quite a pop in Indianapolis. It's like, oh, Punk's not going to win. Okay, so what are we doing here? And so well, Punk, the way he looked afterwards.
He eliminated, then everybody went, oh. They looked in the ring and went, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we got, I mean, nothing against Yeet, but then the other side is, oh, Cena's going to win.
Right.
That's the swerve. It's like, oh, do we want to see Cena in the main event? And I was telling you guys a couple of days ago, I was like, don't cash it in now for Cena to win because Cena is going to lose. He will not get that other championship, I don't believe. And so if you do it now, Cody would beat Cena, and then what's the tour for?
Well,
so what maybe, maybe down the line.
Cena wins the Elimination Chamber, then you still get him and Cody if Jay's going after Gunther?
God, no. I want nothing to do with Cena Cody. Like, I mean, and that's part of the reason why I didn't want Cena to win in the first place. Like, unless we were going to see Cena get the absolute crap chopped out of him by Gunther. Like, Cena, I have no interest in Cena Cody. Why would I want to see Cena Cody?
You're getting it.
Yeah.
At some point. Yeah. And I, and
no, thank you. No, thank you.
Well, you got to keep doing the show. You're not going to turn it off. I mean, it's going to happen.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Okay, you're going to do the show and not watch the match.
Yeah.
Wait, you can't do that. What are you? What are you in sports radio? Talk about it. Not watch the game. Can't we'll do just, that.
Just dismiss. Like, no, thank you. No. Zero interest. You're telling me you guys are interested in Cody Cena?
No.
No, I am.
But interested. I think it's where we're going.
Yeah, I'm interested because I'm interested to know what that verbal battle is going to be like. Cena and Cody in the ring back and forth. And then see who's more of a heel in that spot. Is it Cody or is it Cena? Are we going to finally get a little bit of an evil Cena in that spot? Like, I want to see that. Like, I don't want Cena to beat Cody, but I'm interested in seeing what that dynamic is in the ring.
Sure, but wrestle on Netflix. After Cody drops the belt at Mania,
I think you're going to get that match between now and the end of the year. I mean,
I just don't need it to be for a championship. Like, you can put that like not in the main event somewhere, and I'll have fun with it. Like, if Cody lost tonight, and you had Cody Cena, and like Cena is as part of like the Cena trying to get back on top, I got to beat this former champion. Like, I think that could be interesting, but like Cody Cena for a main event at Mania, like no. I'm good there.
I mean, at this point, it feels like Cody's never going to drop the belt.
Yeah, I don't think now, because of what happened to that, I don't know if Cody drops the title at WrestleMania to whomever. Yeah. It's a great question by CJ Taylor. He says, is Jay winning a byproduct of creative not having a definitive decision on what the main event of WrestleMania is? Either night, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But if they knew that, if the one thing that they knew they wanted to do was Jay, but again, why do that? Why do that on Saturday night's main event if See? You're just gonna do it in? Yeah,
right.
I don't know,
because it's a big red light to all of us. Is like, so he can't get it done on Saturday night's main event. Jay gets one more opportunity against Gunther, and Jay wins at WrestleMania. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, like I think it's pretty obvious too. But like again, and we talked about this on Thursday, where I honestly thought Jay was going to win. Like when he hit the spear and then he hit the Uso splash, like I thought Jay was winning. So to me, by hitting those two moves back to back, by emptying the tank like that, like, okay, Jay can't win that match, but now suddenly he's going to win that match. I don't know.
And we've seen him fail another match. Like he's lost the him winning the title at Mania will be a Mania moment. Like it'll get a big reaction. It'll be a moment, but it's not the best wrestling story or the best wrestling match going into it.
See, we always wondered what's your B and C storyline after the Bloodline. And there's no real connective tissue bloodline-wise like we've had the last few years to carry the company. There's a lot of other interesting dynamics and a lot of different arrows spinning with this whole thing with WWE. But what's the definitive second and third and fourth thing that we really want to see outside of the Bloodline? And that's not even a thing right now. Even though we saw Jacob Fatu against Roman Reigns, which is interesting at the Rumble. I love seeing that one-on-one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Fatu had a moment with just about everybody. Like that might have been the highlight. Like him facing off and getting eliminated by Strowman. Him facing off with Braun Breaker. Him facing off with Roman Reigns. Like he set up like his next 3 years worth of like matches that everybody wants to see in one Rumble. Like Jacob Fatu might be, he's one of the most over right now with the crowd.
And Gabe, we haven't really talked about this long form, but ultimately, isn't that one of the reasons why the Rumble's the favorite for you? Because you can see these matchups and wonder what that looks like if they're a one-on-one, because we got a lot of that tonight, women and men.
Yeah, we got a lot of that. And again, there's just a certain amount of unpredictability that can be a lot of fun in these things. And again, the faces, the matchups that you're not quite sure if you're going to get to see. I mean, like AJ Styles coming back was a lot of fun tonight. I thought that was spectacular. Thank God he's got his old theme music as well, because his other one wasn't as good. So I'm glad he came back to the one that they gave him tonight. Because he was one of those like, yeah, maybe he comes back, but I think kind of a genuine surprise in the men's Royal Rumble.
A bunch of moments. Braun Breaker and Fatu. Like, I know we've seen already, but Logan and AJ doing stuff. Braun spearing Roman.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Talk about a moment.
Great spear, too. Yeah. Yes. That was a spear.
Breaker has a better spear than Roman. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Breaker's got the best spear in the business.
Yeah. But also that YouTuber, he's not going to remember tonight.
Oh, God. He just sacrificed that man live on television. I Show Speed just stood there as Breaker. Was it two? Was there only two, or did he do a third one?
I Show has no idea what tonight is. Like, if they asked him right now, he is not sure where city he's in.
I love I Show Speed out of nowhere.
Raspberry on his forehead. Yes. He got thrown out.
I love Triple H in the half glasses. Saying, I need somebody. You back here. You do it. It's like, wait, what are you doing? Like, yeah, me? Yes, you go out there. I Show Speed. You do it. You take the bump.
I thought that was an open door for The Rock.
That's here's the thing. It was going to happen.
But it was way too early. It was like number eight.
It was going to happen. Do it where you forget. It was early enough that you forgot that someone didn't come out. So we're like, we need to get one more out there.
The bump that happened to I Show Speed was going to happen to Tozawa anyway, so.
Yeah,
same thing. So he just took his spot. That's what happened.
But this one will get more viral clicks for them.
Oh yeah, and it looks. Oh, I saw a couple other angles of it. Like, dear Lord, they just had that. Hey, just go stand out there. Breaker's gonna spew. Don't worry about it. All right, like he's not gonna. It's not gonna. Oh man, they just let him get a running start and just. Sacrifice that man live on television.
That's unfortunate.
I love how the Rumble, by the way, on the men's side started with Rey and Penta. I was like, come on, Penta.
Yes.
Give me an hour, Penta. I mean, he was in there for a long time. About 42
minutes, I think.
Yeah, good for those two. A great way to start the Rumble. Well, those two in there. What do you mean? What's the matter?
I mean, he got eliminated in the first like minute and a half.
Yeah, I didn't see a slow-mo replay on that. I thought that he was smooth enough to get out of that situation. Hogan Orndorff situation right there.
If you went to the instant replay, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You go to the instant replay. If you look on your timeline, Hood, if you want to bury your head in the sand, go for it. But I'm just letting you know, if you look at the replay, both feet hit the floor.
Yeah, he screwed that up a little bit.
I can't tuck my head that far. That's usually up my ass. The Women's Royal Rumble with Charlotte winning, I think that was like 1 out of 100. That was a fan. We knew that was going to happen. But, you know, I guess the reason why the three of us thought that Charlotte would win is because we were struggling as a show trying to figure out, like, who are the other 10 or 15 women that will be involved? Yeah. Who could also be a favorite? Here's what we did not get, though. And this is bad. No Jade, no Becky, but we got a Trish Stratus and a Nikki Bella. What happened?
We had Alexa Bliss. That was a
Alexa coming back was a legit shock, just because I feel like again, if you pay attention to like the dirt sheets and rumor mills, like it's, oh, she's coming back. Oh, she's not coming back. Oh, she might be upset with the company. I don't know if she's coming back, but she's coming back. But no, she's not. So like it went back and forth where you legitimately had no idea. So to see her was great. I felt Nikki being number 30, I had no problem with that. Like, I didn't think she was going to win, but I had no problem with Nikki Bella being that surprise entrant at number 30. And I think we all kind of had a feeling that Trish could be back for this. So, yeah, I had no problem with anybody being in there. I don't know if they're just waiting creatively for something for Becky. I'm not quite sure what we're waiting for there.
And my only issue with the women's is it felt like there were no moments made and nothing moved on. Like Roxanne having, you know, being the Iron Woman in that match, great. Like we know she's probably getting called up soon. Every time I see her on NXT, she's great.
Yeah.
But that was really it. I mean, Chelsea got the most reaction. Anytime she did anything, she is such a star of that division right now. But like that match just felt fine.
Got a little Jordynne Grace in there. She had her moments in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. She told us she wasn't going to be there.
Poor Jordynne. Her mother just left alone, you know. Yeah. Again, for those who didn't know, Jordynne Grace had tweeted out a plane ticket. I mean, she had blacked out certain things, right? But a plane ticket and said, hey, I'm not going to be there, guys. I'm going to be in, I think, Pittsburgh for my mother's birthday. I'm throwing my mother a birthday party. So her poor mother sitting there all by herself having to watch her daughter not even win the Royal Rumble. No. Right? Like, I guess it would be different if she went and won the Royal Rumble. But instead she shows up, loses. So not only is she disappointed in herself, her mother also disappointed in her.
Yeah. And her elimination, similar to Fatu's, it just felt like nothing. Like it wasn't close enough to the end. It was just middle of the pack. I guess Fatu's did result in some F-bombs from Braun, but it felt like you could have done more with those two monsters.
Yeah. I like to still know what's going on with Jade Cargill. Like to know when that's going to be resolved. Like, where is she? When is she going to come out? But the Roxanne Perez thing, as you mentioned, bro, it's interesting because for her to be in that long, that means that she's going to be in the near future for WWE. Yeah. So they like her a lot. So Charlotte will be going after which championship now? What title?
Oh, Tiffy.
Tiffy, yeah.
I mean, I think it's the WWE title for who is the superior blonde.
Right. And definitely, I feel like,
especially when Vince was in charge, that was for sure. Yeah.
But I do feel like in that story, Tiffy ends up getting cheers.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Without a doubt, Tiffy's over. Yeah,
yeah,
because Tiffy's over right now. Yeah,
you guys.
Because Charlotte going after Rhea doesn't make sense. We've seen that enough.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know how much I love tag team wrestling. DIY and the Machine Guns would have worked if you had more heat behind it and more of a story. Like, they've had some story, but I think it was just one of those things that you're coming off the Women's Royal Rumble, and I think the crowd respects both tag teams. Two out of three falls, I got no problem with the match. It's just that, you know, I don't think the fans had a definitive heel to root against.
Yep.
You know, and that's the whole thing.
And that's even how it ended. I wrote down Profit's turn, ?
Well, yeah, so they fumbled the ball with the Profits. I don't know.
Was that a heel turn?
I guess I don't know what the Profits are. Because they were heels, but then they Bobby was there, and then Bobby left.
They were B-Fab, they weren't, and
ish. But okay. Yeah, they've just kind of existed, mm-hmm. I think, since Bobby left. So I don't know if it's really a turn or if they're, again, because if they were, Bobby hasn't been gone that long. So if they went from heel to, like, even Big Show's confused. In terms of what side they're on right now.
I heard
Big Show can't keep. Big Show can't figure it out.
I heard you with his 18 turns he had WWE. I totally understand. I like the way Michael Cole explained it, though. He explained it toward the end. He goes, the reason why Street Profits did that is because they want to make sure that they take on DIY, that they beat them if they win the tag team championships. I don't know. I just think that they fumbled the ball with the Street Profits. I think that Montez it looks through the monitor in the back and goes, Jey Uso, you stole my life. That's what I think.
when we started this podcast, we thought that Montez was destined for single stardom.
Yep. And we had Dawkins on this show who we asked about it. And he's like, well, I don't want to do that. Like, he has no desire to be a single star. Like, eh, I'm good.
Like, okay. He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah.
So I think I have no problem with that match being in there, but it's just like the Street Profits in there. It's kind of like, hey, man, I tweeted Triple H. I was like, let's get a tag team renaissance going here. Like, you did the women and everything else around here. But I don't understand what they're doing with the Street Profits. Montez Ford should have been in the Rumble with an opportunity for the world championship.
Yeah.
And he's just in this tag team. And it's just like they're spinning their wheels. So,
and he still does all the PR stuff. I believe him and Bianca were at the Pacers game last night. Like, he's out there front and center. And it's just like, oh, yeah. Like, just nothing.
Still a lot of questions, Gabe Neitzel. A lot of questions around, like, Cody's championship, the contenders for his championship, and then trying to build out what we think the WrestleMania card is going to be as far as singles matches.
So we've got the note down there from Mark Collins with the pressers going on right now. Cena just confirming he's going to be entering the Elimination Chamber. No shock there. We knew he was going to be in Canada for the Elimination Chamber. So for him to be in the actual match, I think makes sense, especially after he did not win the Royal Rumble tonight. Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions going forward, but that's not a bad thing. And there's a lot more time between now and Mania than there typically is. There's two more weeks because it's in the middle of April versus the beginning of April. So it's a little bit later this year. I am going to remain hopeful because Triple H has been very good since taking over. Unfortunately, I feel like I'm walking away from yet another Royal Rumble a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel overall, as excited as I was going into tonight, I feel a little let down overall by the 4.5 hours that they put together and put out there.
A 4-hour show is supposed to have 12 matches or so, or thereabouts, and we got 4. And so the women, I think we had it locked in that Charlotte would win because the whole thing with the women's roster, yeah, was a little murky. So I got no problem with that, Charlotte winning. But when it comes to Jey Uso, and again, I don't want this show to feel like that we are raining on his parade. I mean, he's able to accomplish something great that he won the Royal Rumble. It's just that we don't know if it's not for the Undisputed Championship or Cody's championship. That's the thing that's a little bit odd. I know that it sounds like Gunther's less than. He's not. I mean, he's a great champion, but the whole company, it's all about Cody's championship, and the Rumble did not answer who Cody has to face in the Royal out of the Royal Rumble.
Yep, that's my biggest takeaway, that, like, yeah. On the women's side, you have Charlotte, who does not need this moment, who has gotten hundreds of these moments, so you didn't make a new star on that side. On the men's side, you have Jay, who apparently said at the presser he wants Gunther, challenging a champion that wasn't even on tonight's show. Like, just no part of it.
Well,
like,
he was part of the I forget who sponsored the walk-ins.
Oh, okay, good. So, sorry, he was there for that before we actually got started. But, like, that in itself is saying, hey, this is the secondary title, and you're having your Rumble winner challenge that. Seen it already being EC, like, it did feel like a letdown. I was excited. We talked about it Thursday. I was like, all right, I'm prepared to get hurt. And that's what it felt like. It felt like a letdown tonight.
And we also found out that once again, AEW is being taken apart at the seams as we get Evolve premiering March 5th. That happens to be on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. The same time.
You have to find Tubi to watch that one.
Yeah, you know what? My wife knows what that is. She watches shows out of there. So I just think this is amazing that this announcement comes today, that Evolve is now part of the WWE, and they're going to be right up against Dynamite. So once again, by the seams, bit by bit, WWE is trying to take AEW apart. So more announcements, more sponsors, and a long Royal Rumble is part of our Saturday night.
I will say that in terms of other companies, like, we get the Joe Hendry appearance in the Men's Rumble. The way he's just thrown out by Roman, like, does TNA get anything out of these relationships? Like, they are always made lesser than. We saw it with AEW. Now we're seeing it here. It's like, hey, we'll mention your name, but you're on a completely different level.
Well, I mean, what yes, did you expect? Yes. I mean,
but like, give up something.
Wait, you wanted him to eliminate Roman?
No, but at least, you know, something where it's not just like, all right, he's gone. Like, he acted like Tozawa in there. Like, he got the clapping over, and then Roman just tossed him away.
So you have to understand, Gabe, that he's a television producer, this Brian Rowitz. He's a digital TV guy. He want that B-roll if you're TNA to show that you threw over some WWE superstar. Somebody, right? Just that, like, hey, Joe Hendry's was in the Rumble, and look at this. He threw somebody over the top rope. They can't show that on TNA TV now that he got thrown out by Roman, the world champion of your company, got shit canned in about 2 minutes.
Hey, like, he lasted longer than I Show Speed, lasted longer than Kaiser.
Let him throw out Andrade so you at least have that footage. Like, oh, wow, look at our world champion standing strong. Like, no.
TV man. He wants that B-roll so he can show the world champion throwing out a WWE superstar. Now you won't get that.
No. You won't get good that. Good reaction, though. Congrats to him.
He did get a good reaction. Yeah. Like, again, because I thought, honestly, a month ago, I did not think he would be in the Rumble because I thought TNA squandered the opportunity, but they were able to save it. Got him the world championship, and then
no JBL, no Matt Cardona surprise, something like that on the Rumble. No,
I didn't think we would see Cardona. I honestly didn't. JBL, I was kind of expecting, but again, on the men's side, they announced over half the field.
Yeah,
like there wasn't a lot of room for these surprises on the men's
AJ
side.
AJ was the old guy.
He was. It was. I like that he came out, but it felt nostalgically. Little nostalgia. It's felt because when we saw CM Punk, Roman, and Cena, there was AJ Styles in the corner. I didn't even mention him. He was just holding onto the bottom rope. And Cole's like, "We got Cena. We've got Roman and Cena." And like we got all these guys in the ring. CM Punk. I'm like, "There's AJ right there. He's just on the ground."
he's right former there. Former WWE champion, man. Like, he's right there.
Like he wasn't there. Even there. So
you could have a Hendry throw him out. That would have been good for TNA.
He just wants the B-roll.
Help out TNA.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah.
I don't either.
biggest fan for TNA, apparently. Brian Rhodes, that's the one thing I learned tonight. Brian Rhodes, big TNA guy. Good for you, bud.
I feel bad for him, that's all.
You can take over the coverage on Thursdays if you like, instead of me. Yeah.
I'll tell you where to find it. So.
I'll watch Evolve. I'll watch Evolve.
He'll treat you TNA for Evolve starting March 5th. So there are still a lot of questions that are going to be answered. We'll see which of those questions are answered Monday Night Raw. Some of those questions I'm sure are going to be answered tonight as well as part of those press conferences. We'll react to those answers, maybe try to give a few of our own. Comment on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@KurtCarmerWrestling. Subscribe to our YouTube page and check us out regularly on Thursdays right here on GKW.